Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, January 10th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. It is shaping up to be a potentially historic day for crypto, with the Securities and Exchange Commission expected to approve the first exchange-traded funds to hold the currency. Bitcoin spiked Tuesday after an unauthorized social media post from the SEC that said the ETFs had already been approved, an incident that forced SEC Chair Gary Gensler and the regulator to disavow the post. Bitcoin is back to trading below $46,000, though it remains around its highest level in about 2 years. A new survey by the World Economic Forum ahead of its annual meeting in Davos finds that misinformation is seen by policymakers, industry leaders, and experts as the top global risk heading into a pivotal year of elections. It's part of a trend of rising concern around new technologies and their impact on society, which could include undermining the legitimacy of newly elected governments and stoking civil unrest. The survey found declining concern around inflation and recession, though longer-term climate-related fears are rising. And in the latest sign of a potential reawakening of M&A in tech, we can now confirm that cloud service provider Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has agreed to buy Juniper Networks in a deal worth around $14 billion. Under the terms of the deal, HPE will acquire Juniper, which makes communications products and also has an AI unit called Mist AI, for $40 a share, with the companies expecting the deal to close late this year or early in 2025. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed, though Japan's Nikkei climbed 2% to a new 34-year high. European shares are flat in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are mixed. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast, which you can add to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.